Hello and welcome to the Giant Splash, our first from spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Henry Schulman, the Giants beat reporter for the Chronicle. My guests today are two players the Giants acquired in deadline day trades last season, infielder Mauricio Dubon and outfielder Jalen Davis. We'll talk about their first tastes of the major leagues last year. But before we get to them, we would like to give you an opportunity to have a say in what we cover. We want to know what you want to hear and how you feel we can make our podcast better. Please take a brief survey at sfchronicle.com/podcast survey. If you complete it, you'll be entered in a drawing for one of five $100 gift cards. It's short, and we'd really like to get your feedback. That's sfchronicle.com/podcast survey. On to the interview with Mauricio Dubon. Well, hello, Mauricio. Welcome to spring training. Your first spring training with the Giants. How does it feel to actually walk in here?
It was a little confusing. Coming in. Everybody said this is a new place. My first time being here ever. I was not in the old place, but it's pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's been a little confused with all the hallways and walkways and things like that. It's a new building and a new start for you, your first spring training here. You had a couple with Milwaukee, right? Major League spring trainings?
Yeah, I had a couple with Milwaukee, and then kind of know how it goes and everything, so I'm excited to start with the Giants again.
Okay. It was a big winter for you. You're pretty big on social media, and you put a picture out of you proposing to your girlfriend, didn't you?
Yes, picture. I put a picture, a video, everything went all out, went to Paris to do all that stuff. It was fun.
How did it go?
It was really good. It was, obviously first time doing it, so it was an awesome experience. I mean, thank God she said yes.
Well, you went to Paris specifically for that. Now, she didn't know that, obviously.
She didn't know that. She, her second major in college was French, so she knew the language and everything. We just decided to go over there, celebrate the year and everything, and just decided to ask her. I mean, everybody knew except for her, so it was pretty big deal.
Were you on the River Seine? Were you on one of those flea boats? Where did you do it?
I did it in front of the entrance of Disneyland Paris. I did it in, like, where you can see the castle and everything. It was pretty cool, like the whole thing, like looking back and everything.
Okay. Well, what's her name, her first name, and how did you meet her?
Oh, Nancy. I know Nancy since I'm in Honduras, so I know her family. I know everybody. So
she's Honduran.
Yeah, she's Honduran. She's from Honduras. We have a lot in common. We come from the same background, so it's pretty easy to connect.
Okay. Speaking of Honduras, I think everybody learned your story last year. You tried to make yourself noticeable down there, and you got an invitation to come up to Sacramento to go to high school, lived with a host family, and that sort of started it. And speaking of social media as well, you've posted some pictures of yourself when you were about 15, 16 years old at Oracle Park, then called AT&T Park, alongside pictures of you in a Giants uniform. That kind of fun to do when you think back of, you know, I guess everybody... A lot of kids have this dream of playing in the ballpark when they're watching it, and you're one of the few who actually gets to live it.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you come up to put a ball game in a big league ball game, the first thing you say, like, hey, you want to play here. And that's the one thing you want to do. You want to play in the big leagues when you're growing up and everything. And I keep telling my parents, my host family, everybody, like, yeah, one cool thing is about being a big leaguer, but the other cool thing is about that it's the Giants. Like, I'm doing it for the Giants. It's the team that I came in. First big league game, start watching and follow everybody. I mean, that's the thing that's cool the most. Like, I still kind of shocked about it. Like, it's the Giants. It's not nobody else. It's the Giants that I'm playing for.
But didn't you, when you first came in there, and when you were 15, I believe it was, didn't you actually think, okay, one day I'm going to play here? It wasn't really a maybe. It was, I'm going to do this?
No, it was since day one. I told my host mom, like, hey, I'm going to play here one day. Watch, I'm going to play here one day, and... it's gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen, like somehow, some way. And then, I mean, funny thing how God works. And then, just made my first hit and everything over there. So it was pretty special.
What did you learn in your first little taste of the big leagues? I know you didn't debut with the Giants. You had been up with the Brewers a couple of games. But what did you really learn that you might not have known when you finally got up?
It's the same game. I mean, it's the big leagues, a lot more cameras, a lot more people, but it's the same game. Same game you play in high school, same game you play in college, same game you play in rookie ball to all the way to double. I mean, it's the same game. It's just a matter of being more consistent and being more focused. And, I mean, the thing is just, you know, just slow things down and you're there for a reason. You earned the right to be there, so just trust yourself.
You know, one of the things that Gabe Kapler, the new manager, always talks about is it doesn't matter whether you've been in the league for 1 week or 15 years. It's always about development. They're always trying to get players to learn new things just to make sure that, you know, they keep up with how baseball changes and all that. One of the things that you've had to deal with is they've had you out in the outfield. You actually even posted a video of yourself taking fly balls in center field. How did that conversation, when did that conversation first happen, and how did it go?
They just told me. I mean, they just told me pretty much, like, how I feel playing. Gabe reached out and, hey, how you feel about playing outfield? I'm like, as long as I get to play, I got no problem. I keep telling everybody I'm a baseball player, not a shortstop, not a second baseman. I'm a baseball player. Wherever you put me, I'll excel. Wherever you put me, I'll do my best, and I know I'll do good. And, the outfield is fun. Outfield is fun going out there. I play outfield in the Arizona Fall League a couple years ago, and literally didn't do a bad job. And, I mean, like I say, it's baseball. Wherever you go, it's the same thing. So I just practice and getting there, getting comfortable, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. When you were out there practicing, were you mostly, like when you're practicing your throws and seeing balls off the bat, were you mostly in center field?
Yeah, just mostly center field, just trying to get acclimated to the whole outfield stuff and everything. But I know it changes. I know it changes from left field, I know it changes from right field. But right now, I'm just trying to get used to all that outfield from different angles of the bat, different cracks of the bat, just all that stuff.
Okay, and hitting-wise, did they send you home, or did you do anything in the winter that they asked you to work on specifically to hone your hitting skills?
No, I think the hitting skills, I mean, I had a great year last year hitting. I'm just trying to be more consistent, try to put more consistent swings, more A swings, try to maximize my body, try to get everything I got and put my A swing as much as I can. And I mean, just try to be, kind of repeat what I did last year or even better.
Okay. Tony La Russa, former manager of the A's, he used to say if you could play the infield, you could play the outfield. You agree with that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're an athlete. I think game is it's becoming now that you got to be an athlete to play the game, and it's going towards that. And I feel like I'm a good athlete, so going up there is going to be. I mean, it's going to be hard at the beginning, but I know I can manage it.
Are you hoping that once the game starts, you pretty quickly get a shot out there?
I mean, wherever it is, wherever they want to put me, wherever they want to. Think I'll be helpful for the team. I'll be happy about it. I mean, I got no problem. If they want to put me in the first game, they want to put me 162, I'll play 162. I got okay. No problem.
You know, I think that what they're looking at for you is being one of those super utility guys. It may not sound as good as starting second baseman or starting shortstop, but there are super utility guys who get 450 at-bats playing in different positions. Making yourself versatile is a big deal with this organization. Do you have any issues with the title super utility guy?
Nah, I'm a baseball player, like you're saying. It's a baseball player. And people, he's the baseball player. No, I got no problem. As long as I get to help the team win and be in the lineup, I mean, I like winning. I like winning, and at the end of the day, it's all about the team. It's all about winning, and if I can help the team win either way, I'll be happy about it.
Okay. Who did you make friends with the best on the team when you first got here?
I mean, a lot of people. A lot of people were nice to me. I mean, I have a pretty relationship with Crawford. I mean, he helps me a lot. And all the veteran guys, Bell, Posey, I mean, all the guys that helped me out a lot and try to, you know, look up, you know, and try to emulate. I mean, those guys have been the great for a long time. I'm just trying to have the same career as them. I mean, they win for a reason, and it's not an accident why they have success. I just try to, you know, try to pick their brain up and just try to, you know, listen to them. Whatever they have to say, I'll listen. And I mean, just a lot of people very friendly over here.
Okay, and last question for you, Mauricio. I think this team is in a turnaround stage, and that turnaround is usually led by youth. Do you like the idea, the notion that maybe you and some of the guys you came up with played with just toward the end in Sacramento and some of the young guys in the clubhouse here could kind of lead the renaissance that might lead to the next round of championship baseball?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love that. I love that. I love the spotlight. I love the not even pressure because it's winning. It's baseball. I mean, it's good. I love that. I love that energy. I love that commitment they put on me. And, I mean, it's something that you want that coming up. You want that pressure. You want that title. And, I mean, we'll do everything possible to help the team win and, you know, start other 3 years, start other championships here. So, I mean, it's something that I love and I want.
And speaking of pressure, have you set a wedding date?
November. November we did it. We specifically planned it because playoffs in October, so we planned it on November.
Okay.
I didn't know November, to be sure.
Great. Congratulations, and thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to Jalen Davis right after this. Back on the Giant Splash, now I'm talking to outfielder Jalen Davis, acquired in a trade last year from the Minnesota Twins. And in the first part of this podcast, I talked to Mauricio Dubon. He went to Paris and proposed to his girlfriend. You didn't do anything silly like that, did you?
No, we went on vacation. We went to Aruba, but no, I didn't propose or anything. No.
Okay. You, did you go to the Chadwick Tromp ancestral home? He's a new catcher you guys have from Aruba.
I did not. No, I did not know that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just met him when I got down here last week. So.
Okay. Yeah. Netherlands Antilles are really, really beautiful. Do you enjoy your time down there?
Yeah, I definitely did. It was a great time. We spent like 6 days down there. Definitely enjoyed it.
Okay. Not easy to get to. It's got like a couple of flights, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was in Fort Myers, so it wasn't too bad. So, okay. Yeah.
So one of the things that, you know, we heard all winter, you know, one of the things they did this winter was they did not bring back Kevin Pillar, and they said they wanted to make sure they had enough at-bats in the outfield for some of the younger guys that they brought in. They've expressed a lot of faith in you, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about, you know, your own feelings about your abilities, your you know, to make the team, to contribute this year after a little bit of a rough start last year in your major league career.
Yeah. I mean, on that note, I mean, I'm grateful that they did that and that they feel that confident in me, and I just took that into this offseason and just worked really hard. I came up right a weekend before Christmas and hit with Donnie and Justin, and just kind of like tweaking a couple things, and I mean, I feel really good right now, and I can't wait to get started playing. So.
Okay. Can you kind of maybe explain a little bit for us non-professional baseball players in terms we might understand what kind of changes that they made to you? They told us that they were going to work on your swing a little bit.
Yeah, just bat path stuff. Like I had a little waggle in my swing sometimes that it keep me like off balance a little bit. Often time runs a little off, but basically just making it one motion now.
We talked a little bit about your your start last year, and you got to meet Willie Mays, and everyone made a big deal about the fact that, you know, Willie himself had a rough start to his big league career. He actually, you know, called his dad, said, "I want to come home." I know you didn't call your parents and say you wanted to come home, but did anything Willie tell you actually kind of stick in your head?
Yeah, he said just go out there and have fun and play. He said you got here, so do what you did to get here. So, I mean, that kind of helped out a lot. Kind of took a lot of pressure off of me, for sure.
Okay, and September 25th, that date must mean something to you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does, for sure. I'll never forget it.
Okay, you actually got an infield hit, if I recall correctly, in the game, and then you came up in a tie game, and was it the 9th or 10th inning against DJ Johnson of the Rockies? And take us through that at bat.
I missed a couple fastballs early in that bat, and he threw one again, fouled it off, and he threw me a curveball, and I took it for a ball, and I was like, okay, what's he gonna do? I went back with another fastball, fouled it off. So I'm like, all right, maybe that was just for show. He's gonna go back curveball, and then I just saw it pop up out of his hand, and I knew like if I put a good swing on it, it's up in the zone, I can get to it. So.
Okay, and what happened was you hit a walk-off homer to beat the Rockies, the first walk-off homer of your big league career. Had you had some in the minor leagues?
Walk-offs? I'm trying to think. I don't think I had a walk-off in the minor leagues. No, I don't think I did, yeah.
I mean, what's that feeling like? I imagine, like some people have said that, you know, you do something like that, especially early in your career or in a big game like the playoffs, you don't even really kind of, you're not really thinking. You're kind of running, but you don't really kind of even know what happened. I mean, what were you thinking as you were rounding the bases?
When I hit it, I saw it go up, and I'm actually pretty good friends with Sam Hilliard, the center fielder, and I saw him running back. I'm like, all right, come on now. Like, he has to get out. I feel like I got it. And I saw him jump, and like I saw where it hit, and I was like, okay, like it finally just like the weight was just like lifted off of me. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't black out through the whole thing, surprisingly. Like, I kind of like I know what happened the whole time. So.
Right. And cool. Did you and Sam Hilliard are friends from where?
We played in the Fall League together 2 years ago.
Okay, here. So,
yeah.
Did you have any conversations with him about that afterwards?
Yeah, I actually saw him in the rookie meetings this offseason, and he was talking about it. He's like, I knew it was gone, but I had to make it look like like I was going out.
He had to put on a show.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember Evan Longoria. I mean, he had been here for a couple of years before he had even a walk-off hit, and he said that that was the moment he finally felt like he was a San Francisco Giant. Yeah. Was that the moment you finally felt that you were a big league ball player, or did you not need that affirmation?
I felt like I don't think I needed that. I just think I needed it from like the slump that I was going through. Just kind of like realize like, hey, like you still got it. Like just relax and do what you got to do. So,
This is obviously going to be competition here. There's a lot of outfielders in here. You like competition?
Oh yeah, I'm very competitive. I've always been competitive. Anybody that knows me, they'll tell you that. Yeah, I'm very competitive.
Okay. Do anything interesting aside? Go to Aruba this off season?
Trying to think. No, not really. Went to New York for New Year's. That's where my girlfriend's from, so we went back and visited some of her friends. But other than that, no.
You didn't do the Times Square thing on yours?
No. She was like, you don't want to do that. Trust me. Like, it's not worth it.
It's like 14 hours and you can't go to the bathroom, right?
Exactly. So okay. We kind of were going to go do that. And she's like, no. Like, she turned it down real quick. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jalen. I wish you have a really good spring and, can't wait to see you out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Giant Splash is a production of the San Francisco Chronicle. Support the Splash and all of the Chronicle's great journalism by signing up for a Chronicle membership. Go to sfchronicle.com/pod. That's sfchronicle.com/pod.